back by popular demand.
The world famous Buck and Dex Show.
Come on!
It's the worst show in town.
Well, I've been dating this girl. Her name's Veronica. We've been dating for 2 years, and it's really serious, which is why I'm calling you guys today. I would, if you guys are okay with it, I would like to propose to her on air.
Ooh.
Okay.
I think
we
this
love
is a good
proposals.
Day. Yeah, it's a good day for
this
that.
This is a good day to flip it around on the cheaters. You know, the last, we had actually one cheaters hotel we did years ago where a guy ended up proposing, so.
It works out really well when we do this. The women cry.
The guys cry.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes.
I don't think it would cry, but yeah, it should, yeah.
That's good.
It's
so you
be
got
exciting, yeah.
So then you got a big day planned for the one that you love, the one that stole your heart.
Yeah, I got the ring. I got a whole. There's restaurant reservations. There's a whole nine yards.
Good.
This is just part of it.
All right. So when we call up your girl, do we want him to take lead? Do you want us to talk first?
Yeah, we'll talk first.
Okay.
Just say.
All right, so we're going to introduce ourselves, okay, when she picks up.
Okay, I'm good.
All right, hold on the phone.
Veronica, happy Valentine's Day, baby.
Hi, babe, thanks. You too.
I'm good. I know you can't, we've been together, you know, for a couple years now. And, you know, things have been going really, really well. And, I was hoping. Well, I mean, actually, you can't actually see me right now, but I'm currently on one knee here. I was hoping that you would do me the honor of getting all of your stuff out of my apartment and never talking to me again.
What?
We're breaking up because I saw you last week.
What?
Yeah, you were seen last week hooking up with some other guy at a party, and
oh my
I don't see you later. Yeah.
Ooh. Wait.
Yeah.
Hey,
okay.
Wait, time out. Troy, I thought you were going to propose.
Yeah.
I am proposing that she get out of my life forever.
Boy,
because my
wait.
Friend saw her at a party hooking up with some dude.
Okay,
oh,
Troy.
You're going to deny it? Is that your denial right now?
No, I'm not. No, it's not. It was a mistake. I was really drunk. And, it's not. That was really nothing, honestly. I really mean.
Nothing.
I'm so sorry. It was like. It
nothing.
Was,
2 years of a relationship. I had bought the ring a month ago. You knew we were building towards something, and you threw it away. And you are.
Troy,
I want all your stuff.
No. I'm so sorry.
There's no apologizing. You're gonna cheat with me before we even. That sets up everything else, Pat. You
babe, you know
it.
I've never. You know I've never. Look, I. It was a total mistake. It will never happen again. I've never done anything like this ever, and it just happened. But I'm
well,
so,
that's
so,
a lie
so
because
sorry.
You have done it because it did last week, and you're right. It will never happen again because we're not together, so it can't. I need you to get
smash,
yourself
smash,
out of my apartment
smash.
End the business tomorrow. End the discussion. We're through. We're done.
Can I ask a question? I'm really uncomfortable right now.
Will you hand me the popcorn over there?
Troy, so...
Yes.
Did you really buy a ring for her?
Oh, yes. I had the... I apologize, guys, that I lied to you earlier. I just wanted as many people as possible to know that Veronica's a whore. And I
apologize. Whoa.
Oh, my God. Troy, you know that's, really unfair.
Everything I said beforehand was true. Reservations, the ring, the whole day was planned. About a month ago, everything was set up, and my best friend tells me that he saw her at a party. He even showed me pictures. He snapped pics on his phone.
No.
So I saw everything.
Babe, I'm so sorry, but it was just the kids. It was not like anything happened, really.
I'm sorry. The evidence that I have speaks completely differently, as in tongues in places, hands in pants. No. No, Veronica, you're not talking yourself out of this. We're through.
Yeah! We've got a tremendous array of talent here for you tonight.
The world-famous Buck and Dex Show.
So here we go with...
At the Boston Marathon, there were two very, very loud explosions.
And after the first explosion, there was panic.
Second explosion took off. Boom, there was black smoke. And then there was just, you know, there was chaos.
People, sorry, go up in the streets and then the one further down.
All of a sudden, this blast went off. It just shook us in our feet.
Severe head, limb, torso injuries, fractures and burns, and eardrum problems.
People have been blown apart. They're dead.
It was... horrible. The scene that you saw was horrible.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick saying
the FBI has taken charge of the investigation.
All state law enforcement agencies have been on a heightened alert.
I'm supremely confident that Bostonians will pull together, take care of each other, and move forward as one proud city. And as they do, the American people will be with them every single step of the way.
Were you at the station when all of this happened?
And we had two shows broadcasting, near the finish line. During the day, our midday show, which I work on, was right in Kenmore Square. And again, Buck, you've been down there and know the area. We have a studio down there near Fenway Park,
yeah.
Not far from the finish line. So they were down there, and I was at the studio the go-to guy in case the lines go down. And then we had, our morning show was out there earlier in the day. And then we still had, multiple events going on. One of our street team crews was just a block away from the explosion.
We were standing across from Lord and Taylor, and to our left, toward the finish line, two huge bombs, smoke coming out of buildings, and then something else to the left of us, and the whole thing stopped, and they sent us away.
A big, huge explosion while we were having lunch, and everybody ran for the doors and windows, and we were sheltered under tables.
Yeah, I work in the Prudential, but I don't know what's going on.
I saw runners in front of me fall, some with some injuries, and then I looked over and saw just a pile of bodies. The worst thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
And already there is a sense of coming together, and believe me, those people are beyond appreciated, and everyone's trying to find out who some of these first responders were beyond the emergency workers and people charged with it. The front page of the Boston Globe today has a photograph of a man who was obviously running, kneeling down, giving aid to a woman who was just on the sidewalk as a spectator. And you see it as you watch the video, people who are on the course and approaching the finish line, the first bomb goes off and they leave the course to go help.
Yeah.
A cameraman from one of our affiliate stations out here, WBZ-TV, was shooting with one hand and pulling off the fencing with the other hand as he's, trying to help and trying to, document what has taken place. And, you might think, oh, how can he not just put the camera down?
And now, the moment you've been waiting for.
The world-famous Buck and Dex Show.
Here we go.
Nobody's ever tried to be a superhero.
Well, I don't know. Probably because it's impossible.
Putting on a mask and helping people? How's that impossible?
Dude, if anybody did it in real life, they'd get their ass kicked.
Oh, no, I'm just standing around, No, not...
Ah! Asthma Warrior!
Yeah.
Hi, Asthma Warrior.
Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Asthma, can I ask a question?
Sure.
How did you get your name?
Well, I've got asthma, and I'm a warrior of sorts, so I figured Asthma Warrior would just fit.
It is perfect.
I love it.
Talk about perfection.
Why did the reporter keep calling you Asthma? What was he saying?
Asthma.
Asthma. Why was he calling you Asthma Warrior on that news report? Did you see the news report?
Which news report was it?
Oh, wow. You've been on more than one? Have they done a bunch of news reports on you?
No, there was only the one that I know of, but if there's any more...
He kept calling you Asthma Warrior.
Then it's news.
Okay. Hmm. So, what kind of stuff have you done, and how long have you been a superhero? How long have you been fighting crime in Michigan?
This is about 2 or 3 years now that I've been out patrolling the streets.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of crime do you typically encounter?
Well, so far, I haven't encountered any. I'm just out there patrolling, and if I see anything, I'm going to call the cops first and only intervene if I absolutely have to.
Do you have weapons or do you carry anything with you?
No,
she has
I don't
asthma.
Believe in carrying weapons with me.
All right, let's get this over with.
The world-famous Buck and Dex Show.
Enjoy the show.
So we've been asking you guys to write in, ladies. Write into the show. You just find out that you're pregnant. We would like to be there when you pop the coin, when you tell your significant other that you're pregnant, because it could be good radio.
Yeah, we want to hear it.
So,
I'm pregnant and I know it.
Chloe is joining us. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
How do you think that your husband's going to react?
I'm really nervous about it. I mean, I want him to be happy, but he's expressed that he doesn't really want any more kids and that three's enough. So that's why I want to do this with you guys. So I'm really nervous to tell him.
Yeah. Just look at my belly. Just look at my belly. Just look at my belly.
I pig out.
Just look at my belly.
Hello?
Adam?
Baby, what's going on?
All right. I have something to tell you. We're pregnant. I'm pregnant. Babe?
Adam.
I
think he thinks we're punking him. I think either that or he's pissed.
That was amazing. He totally hung up. Are you still there, Chloe?
Chloe.
I'm here. I can't believe you.
Oh, my gosh.
Up.
All right, let us try to get him back on the phone.
Yeah, hold on.
Maybe we just drop the call at an inopportune time.
You got it over there?
I think so. That was awesome. Hung up. That's how I reacted when my wife told me when she pranked
no,
me.
No, it's not true.
I think he thought we were messing with him. He's like, screw you guys.
Hello?
Adam. We seem to have been disconnected.
What's up, dude?
Did you hang up on purpose?
I don't know.
So that I'm going to take that as a yes.
You're right, dude.
You okay?
Chloe, do you want to pick this back up?
Okay, it's going to be okay. I know we weren't planning for this, but it's going to be okay. We've done this before.
Yeah, three times.
It's going to be all right.
I love it.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Well,
I'm shocked too.
Adam, how can you not believe it? I mean, you're having sex with your wife,
which is okay.
And it sounds like some of it's unprotected sex. You're not trying to prevent this. So why are you surprised?
It's just
shock to the system.
I mean, when I think about how hard it is with the ones we have, Thinking about a fourth, Chloe. It's hard.
It is hard. I feel you, brother. I feel you. God.
You don't have four kids. Shut up.
I know. Four.
He's one away. I mean,
four.
He's,
three is insane. So four, I can't even imagine. I don't know if it's even any different. Four. Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. That's just insane.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm, you know.
You're just a little taken aback.
You don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
I love how awful the three of us are because we're just like, this is amazing. And this poor guy just got like the shock of his life. He's like, wait, what?
He totally did.
So let me ask you this question, sir. Are you going?
It's going to be okay. You just need time to get used to it. Like, it's going to be okay, really.
And you know what we're going to do is that we're actually going to provide you a copy of this recording. So when your child's old enough to understand what's going on, you can play this back for them. And they can see how you reacted to the news of their birth.
So, I mean, You're happy about it? Maybe is,
yeah,
like,
I'm happy, but I've had time to get used to it. I've known for like for 2 days, so you'll
2 days.
You'll yeah. I was so freaked out about how to tell you, and I just waited a few days.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
And now the moment you've been waiting for—the
world famous Buck and Dex Show.
Here we go.